Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, if you've fixed your plumbing, then you might be in the mood for a bit of cooking. And we're going to broaden our horizons a little bit now, actually. Anna Hall, head chef and owner at Myrtle Restaurant in London. Good afternoon.
Hiya, Brendan. How's it going?
Good, thank you. So, Anna, we're going to talk about mince today. That's M-I-N-C-E. And mince gets a bad rap, like not always fashionable, a bit student-y, some people think, but it is almost one of the basic food groups, really, isn't it? So you're going to take us kind of beyond spaghetti bolognese is the idea today. Do you cook much with mince, or are you too fancy for mince now?
I think mince is a really important ingredient that, like, lots of times we take things for granted that are more affordable and accessible. But like, if we didn't use mince, we certainly wouldn't be remotely sustainable, because the animals that they come from, the mince tends to be the tougher cuts that need to be used up. Otherwise, what's the point in having the prime cuts? And usually tougher cuts are more flavoursome. So mince shouldn't be sniffed at.
Okay. And we're also looking for some fat in the mince, aren't we?
I love flavour, so fat is flavour. And, you know, gone are the days when we thought it's all about, you know, polyunsaturated fats are the king. There's a lot of nutrition to be had in animal fat. And like everything in life, it's about a balance. So I always go for mince that has a high fat content.
And mince is not just, like, we think of it as a very Irish thing. Mince occurs really in basically every food culture, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's two reasons why people eat mince: for convenience, because it's nice and fast, but then also it's affordable and it's bursting with flavours. I think mince, very often, as long as you're getting good mince, especially if you can get it from the butchers, I mean, I think it's delicious.
Okay, so if people are in a bit of a rush with mince then, which, let's face it, we've all been in a rush with mince all our lives, really, bolognese, chili, back to bolognese. You're suggesting first that we try koftas. So talk me through koftas.
So koftas can be whatever you want them to be, but usually what I do is that I put some garlic in there, maybe a bit of chopped onion. If you don't have a lot of time, a spring onion will do, little bit of chili, little bit of salt. And if you want to bulk it out, you can add some breadcrumbs and an egg. And if you don't, you can just take them as they come. Depending on the fat content, they might shrink a little bit if you don't have something like egg and breadcrumbs in it. But I shape them into like a sausage shape and I put them in the fridge and you can cook them later or you can cook them straight away. And the rule with mince is that you cook it either fast, which is just until it's cooked like you would a burger, or really long and slow. So the koft is great because you want to cook that fast. So I usually grill it or fry it in a pan or bake it in the oven. And once it's not pink in the centre, you know it's ready to go.
Okay. So it's kind of like it's a Middle Eastern take on a burger in a sense, like.
Yeah. And what's really nice about it is that you can sell it because that's the businesswoman in me. You can serve it with...
You can buy it cheap and sell it high. We bought some mince cheap over here. We're selling it over here as koftas.
No, you serve it with like maybe like a wrap, some lovely Greek style yogurt, some lovely strips of cucumber, maybe some mint leaves if you're feeling fancy. And you've got like a gorgeous, crunchy, fresh, very kind of fast dinner made for a midweek. It's great. It's really great.
Yeah. And it's like a healthier version of a kebab, really, if you're having a craving
exactly.
for a kebab, which we all do now and again. And come here, would you make extra koftas and could you freeze them? How does mince stand up to freezing in its various incarnations?
Listen, you can freeze almost anything. What I would say is if you're going to freeze mince, you're better off if it's in a backpack bag, because then when you're defrosting it, you can run it underwater. Otherwise, I would just make it all into koftas, cook them, and then freeze them. And what's brilliant about it is that they freeze individually, so they defrost really quickly, so you only take out what you want. And then you can transform it into lots of different dinners. So it could be like added to maybe a curry instead of chicken. So
really?
You just cut it into bite-sized pieces. Yeah, it'd be delicious. Because it's already kind of now in a you know, a cooked form. So you cut it like you would a cooked sausage. So then you can cut it into whatever size you want. And it's delicious. Just add it into your curry maybe 5 minutes before you serve it. Bring it up to the boil. And like, it's a really great alternative. Same would even work if you were making a coddle recipe. You could just go totally rogue and have whatever your the mince was made from will work. So I always say to people, the chefs follow the rules, but people, when they cook at home, you get to make the rules. So if you don't like lamb, because I like lamb, my son likes lamb, so we'll make lamb koftas, but you can make chicken, you can use beef, you can use pork, use whatever mince is in your budget and in your kind of palate desire.
Come here, just on a side note, do I need to open my mind a bit more about curries? Because I'm thinking,
you can't
put kofta
in general.
Your curry, do I? Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah. but I think, like I said, the chefs follow the rules. When you go to a restaurant, you want things done by the book, of course. But when you're at home, you're cooking to time, budget, and what your kids eat. So I always think chefs shouldn't be telling home cooks, you know, you have to do this. It's a guideline. You do what's best for your family.
Okay, the coddle diehards are outraged. Koftas in a coddle, no way. Texts are in already. Okay, so the second thing you have for us today, it's a Thai dish.
Yeah, so pad gras, what was it called? Pad gras pao is the inspiration. And what it is that it's like a cooked mince that you cook really quickly. Beef mince is a good one. And I'd add some ginger and some chili in there and a bit of garlic, maybe some chopped white of the spring onions. If you have a bit of fish sauce, that'll really give it a great flavor, a bit of soy sauce. And then at the end, I love ripping in a bit of like Thai basil. Oh, it's so good. But if you don't have that, regular basil will work. And it's lovely over a flatbread, really delicious on with a flatbread. And then on the side, you just take your humble carrot and grate it, maybe add some delicious kind of, you could add a bit of fish sauce to it, some sesame seed oil, a little bit of sesame seeds. And you've got like a really nutritious, easy, interesting dinner midweek.
And you see, we forget Thai food is really zingy as well. Like we often eat the kind of heavy curries full of coconut milk, but
it has that zesty kind
of side to it as well.
And then at the end, I always serve it with some wedges of lime, so you can squeeze that on top. It's really, okay. I think it's gorgeous. Yeah.
Can I ask you a technical question then? In terms of frying off that mince, how long do you need to? If you're frying off mince like that, how long do you need to cook it for?
Like I'm a chef, so I'm always going to say, get that pan hot, because the caramelization, when it goes brown, that's what you're looking for. And you want to break this up as you're cooking it, so it's all little tiny pieces, not like little meatballs.
Okay.
And you just want to get some color on it, because the color is where that magic flavor comes from. It's free flavor. It's just about having a little bit of a high heat. And then if you do have a fat content in your mince, that will cook out of the mince and also help with the flavor.
Okay, but it doesn't need to be for too long, because people do get freaked out about mince not being cooked through.
You just want to cook it real quick, but just make sure you break it up really quick. And then you don't overpack the pan, because when you overpack the pan, what happens is that the natural water that lives in the meat comes out, and then you have that weird grey bubble.
Yes.
But even if you do that, like, don't worry, just keep cooking it. And even if you don't get the caramelization, the delicious flavors you have in there, the ginger, the chili, the garlic, the fish sauce, all of them are just going to make it so yummy.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. And just next time you try to do it.
The separated mince, there's nothing as awful as the separated mince, I think. Yeah. Anna Hall, thank you very much as always. And we'll put those recipes up on our website.